Honorable Court today.
Sir, I was asked to bring and to submit the documents requested by this Honorable Court from Ms. Dizon. For Ms. Dizon, yes, sir.
Why for Ms. Dizon? If you are qualified to testify, why are you using the term for Ms. Dizon? Counsel, qualify your witness.
Yes, Your Honor. Will you explain to the Honorable Court where Mrs. Dizon is right now?
That is not the way to qualify the witness. What is your job in the bank?
I already asked that, Your Honor.
All right. What is her job?
I'm the assistant branch manager of the branch. And
do you have anything to do with the preparation of monthly bank balances?
None, Your Honor.
Oh, how can she be competent?
Your Honor, can I make a manifestation?
I'm asking you, how can your witness be competent?
She is here to produce merely documents, Your Honor, of the bank.
Then don't say that she is going to prove the bank balances, because she's incompetent.
Your Honor, please, the documents required by
then
the Honorable Court.
Just ask her about the document. If she knows that document, identify the document.
Don't tell
this court that you're proving the bank balances, because she's incompetent. She has nothing to do with the preparation of the bank balances.
We submit, Your Honor. May I proceed, Your Honor? Did you bring the documents required by the Honorable Court and which Mrs. Dizon requested you to bring here?
No basis, Your Honor. The question, if we may be allowed to explain, Your Honor, the question asked for the authority to bring the document. There is no showing that a subpoena had been issued delineating the particular documents, book, or accounts that must be produced by the witness in today's hearing, Your Honor.
In the first place, no
subpoena had been mentioned by the witness.
Your Honor, please.
Have you requested for a subpoena?
It was a direct order of the presiding officer.
The order of the presiding officer, you might think that I'm senile. I'm 88 years old. But I remember what I say in this court. Was for the two panels to go to the bank to examine the bank balances. But the other side does not want. So you have to proceed with the proper request.
Your Honor, please, the witness is here because of an order of the Honorable Presiding Officer by reason of a request of a Senator Judge for these documents to be brought here, Your Honor.
There can be no truth in that because the witness...
Mr. President, the records will bear us out. Attorney Cuevas cross-examined the previous witness on the monthly accounts, on the monthly statement of accounts. And then he said that this monthly statement of accounts should be produced before this court. The court made an open order for the documents to be produced and the documents to be brought before this court. Thereafter, for his own reasons, Attorney Cuevas withdrew his request. But the court has already issued an order in open court, direct order to the witness, to produce this monthly statement of accounts from 2005 to 2010. And that was the order of the court.
May I request the stenographer of the court to locate the order of the presiding officer?
Yes.
I'm sorry that I cannot remember all the details.
Can we then ask for a 1 minute suspension while this is being...
Yes. So trial suspended for 1 minute. Thank you. February 9. February 9 trial. Indeed, the gentleman from Iloilo made a request. He said, Mr. President, may the court be provided with the documents that that counsel for the defense has so kindly allowed to be examined in the bank premises. As members of the court, I believe that we are also entitled to see these documents because this is already with the consent of the, and then the presiding officer said, well, that is a reasonable request. So the bank concerned is ordered to submit a certified true copy of the bank statements over the period from the time the bank this checking account was opened up to the year ending December 31, 2010. So this witness cannot be presented as a witness for the prosecution because the request was made by a judge of this court, and the request of the senator judge from Iloilo was approved and ordered to be obeyed by the bank. Yes.
Mr. President, may I also respectfully refer the Honorable Senate President to page 62 of that transcript of the journal, Your Honor?
Yes.
Okay, on top of the page 62, if I may read.
Yeah.
Mr. Cuevas, quote Mr. Cuevas, in view of the answer of the witness, Your Honor, may we respectfully request that the statement of account covering the periods, these periods 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, be produced by the witness at the most convenient time, considering her condition now, Your Honor. And then several lines below that, the presiding officer, quote the presiding officer, all right, so the witness is instructed by this court or ordered by this court to produce the documents that the defense counsel requested. So
what line is that?
on page 62, on top of page 62, and the line that I just read, sir, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 10 lines from the bottom, sir.
Yes. So the witness is instructed by this court or ordered by this court to produce the documents that the defense counsel requested. So this witness is not a witness for the prosecution, but simply required by this court upon a request by a senator judge of this court to produce the document.
So, yes, maybe to cut short the proceedings, Mr. Yes. President, if she can produce the document, this will cut short all the discussion.
Precisely.
Yes.
Precisely.
So if the witness cannot produce this document, Your Honor.
Now, Madam Witness, you're here upon order of this court to produce the documents that it required to be produced by Ms. Dison. Do you have those documents?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Present them to the clerk of court.
If Your Honor, please,
yes.
I hope the court pardons us. May we know the concept of this examination question, Your Honor?
No,
because
no, no.
I'm through with the proceedings. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Yeah, just a minute, counsel. If you remember, if I recall correctly, in one hearing day, we tackled this issue, and the presiding officer suggested that both counsel will go to the bank to examine the monthly statements for the years involved up to 2010. I think it was from 2005 to 2010. Later on, the defense counsel said that his client has this monthly bank statements, isn't it?
Yes, Your Honor, and then, that's why.
Then what happened next was you withdrew with your the commitment to go to the bank. And I think, did you offer to present the bank statements?
No, Your Honor, what we did was to make a formal written notice of withdrawal, Your Honor, because that is exclusively within the privilege of the impeached public official, the Honorable Chief Justice, Your Honor. Now, what is there to compel us? And this is evidence in our favor. Why shall we be compelled to produce? We terminated our cross-examination. So, what is this proceedings now? Will this be redirect? Or
no, precisely. This court, through this presiding officer, will not allow this witness to be a witness for the prosecution because this witness is coming here simply to comply with an order of this court to produce the documents that you yourself possess for the information of the court.
Yes, Your Honor.
So if you are going to present this anyway in your evidence in chief, when your turn to present the evidence, I see no harm for these documents to be presented to the court in compliance with its order.
So
that is the position now, and I order the presentation of the documents to the court without being marked by the prosecution.
Thank you, Your Honor. Order. With that clarification.
Order. May I make a manifestation, please, Your Honor? We are not adopting the witness as correctly observed by the Honorable Presiding Officer, but we are requesting permission to mark the documents as our own in line.
You mark them when they are presented by the defense as your own, if you want to mark them. Do not change the order of presentation that the defense said that those are their evidence.
May I be clarified? The defense will be surely presenting this when their turn comes?
Do we have any legal obligation to let you know?
Mr. Counsel, in line with the question of the Honourable.
Mr. Counsel,
that is our
you are fishing for evidence.
Yes.